Agenda item number four, report and possible discussion on the Aquila reallocation report by Aaron Abel, Water Service Manager.
So if you'll allow me to interject for just one moment, we talked about this at the customer meeting, and I want to reiterate something that we said over and over again. This is not an action item, and we are not coming to the board suggesting that this project move forward in the fashion that we're presenting it to you today. It's a very small amount of water for a very large amount. But because the next agenda item deals with another reallocation, we wanted to get you up to speed where we are with the Aquila reallocation project, so you'll have a grasp of where that's going. So again, for this project to move forward, we're going to have a lot of interaction with the board and some significant negotiations with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Aaron.
Good morning. Excuse me. So the item before you is a report only, and we evaluated, BRA and the Corps of Engineers evaluated transforming or reallocating a portion of the flood storage at Aquila to water supply storage. And reallocation at Corps reservoirs, we've been talking about that for years as a water management strategy and developing new water supply for the system. This is the presentation outline I'll follow today. Provide some additional background, mainly on the mechanics of what reallocation is. We'll go through some previous studies and reports regarding reallocation. And we'll briefly talk about the various assessments and evaluations that were required as part of this particular study. And finally, we'll talk about the study results, current status, and next steps. So Lake Aquila is one of the younger reservoirs in the system, as it was completed in January of 1983, coming up on the 36th birth date. Located in the Central Basin in Hill County, Lake Aquila is also one of the smaller reservoirs in the entire reservoir system. Drainage area of Aquila, as you can see here on the left here, is largely agricultural, undeveloped. There are three customers that hold water contracts at Lake Aquila: City of Cleburne, Aquila Water Supply District, and Hillco United. The City of Cleburne diverts water from Lake Aquila and transports it northward towards Lake Pat Cleburne for their use in the city. And the Aquila Water Supply District, they divert lakeside and distribute water to Hillsborough and some other surrounding communities in Hill County. Hillco United is another water provider for municipalities, generally in the vicinity of Hill County, but currently it doesn't have any infrastructure to divert water at Lake Aquila. The other point I want to make is currently we don't have any water available for new contracts at Aquila, and due to its small size and relatively high lakeside use, we don't use Lake Aquila for downstream water supply releases. So the next couple slides, I'm going to try to walk you through what reallocation actually means and the mechanism of what happens when you reallocate flood storage to conservation or water supply. So Lake Aquila is very typical when it comes to core flood control reservoirs. You have a relatively large flood pool compared to the conservation pool or water supply. So between elevations 556 and 537.5, the core at any time, when we have big flood events, can store up to 92,000 acre feet of flood waters. And what happens is after it rains and after the waters subside downstream, they begin to slowly release the water downstream. And Lake Aquila is like many of the core reservoirs. They will make small releases, and the water level after the flood event will gradually come down to the top of conservation or the normal pool elevation of 537.5. So this reallocation study looked at a 4.5 foot rise in the normal pool or the top of conservation. So what that would mean is at the end of a flood event, the water level, the target water level, would be at 542 instead of 537.5. This would reallocate about 15,000 acre feet of flood pool into the conservation, where it would generate about 2,000 acre feet of increase in firm yield. One of the major benefits of reallocation in some cases is the development of new water supply without having to build, you know, a major infrastructure. In the case of Lake Aquila, the dam will not have to be raised. There's going to be some reinforcement of the embankment to withstand some of the erosion at a higher lake level. But all in all, there wouldn't be any major cost related to infrastructure. And essentially what happens is we're changing the operations, or the Corps is changing the operations, and the target level would be raised. So a timeline of previous studies. Between 2005 and 2007, BRA and the Corps of Engineers performed a study that holistically reviewed the potential for reallocation at all federal flood control reservoirs in the basin. And out of that phase one study, several reservoirs were recommended for further detailed studies regarding possibility of implementation of reallocation. And due to its rural nature, the need for water, and relatively low impacts to existing facilities around the reservoir, Lake Aquila was selected for the phase two studies. I wanted to also point out that the Brazos River Basin Systems and Assessment, which all this is under, also included the possibility of additional phases if detailed storage reallocations pursued at reservoirs other than Aquila. So some of the evaluations and assessments that had to go in to this study are listed here, and I'll go through these pretty briefly. The impacts of recreational facilities were evaluated, such as boat ramps, restrooms, picnic tables, park roads, etc. So when you raise the pool elevation, you're going to have some impacts to recreational features that folks use. Cultural sites, cultural resources, there was a number of sites around Lake Aquila that were identified during the construction of the reservoir and the pre-design back in the 70s and 80s, and those sites were evaluated to see if an increase in the pool rise would impact any of those sites. Analyses of geotechnical impacts of reallocation on the dam were completed, along with the performance and risks associated with project operations. Hydrology and hydraulics evaluations were completed to determine the yield increase. And as I said, it was determined about 2,000 acre feet of increase in yield with the 4.5 foot rise. They also evaluated how decreasing the flood pool would impact upstream and downstream flooding. And the results of that analysis were the impacts were negligible and reallocation could occur. Furthermore, an economics analysis to determine the projected cost to implement, which we'll talk about briefly. So as David mentioned, these costs are only estimates, and we're not asking you to approve implementation of reallocation at Aquila at this time. There's still some negotiating that will have to happen with the Corps of Engineers, between us and the Corps of Engineers. But the estimated cost to raise the normal pool elevation 4.5 feet, generating 2,000 acre feet per year of yield increase, is about $26.4 million. And one of the drivers in this 26.4 is the cost of storage here. The Corps has a policy to determine what the cost of storage is, and it essentially is the cost of building that additional storage in today's dollars. Even though we're not building any new infrastructure, they apply this cost in these reallocation studies. There's a couple of utilities, two electric transmission towers in the lake that will have to be reinforced if pool rise were to occur. And as I mentioned before, the embankment reinforcement would have to occur, and what that would entail is bringing in some giant boulders called riprap that would shore up the upstream side of the embankment with the increase in pool elevation. Some recreational features related to the boat ramp, extending the boat ramps, picnic tables, restrooms, and some park roads would need to be relocated, and that's in that's about $6 million, all of those are. Fish and wildlife mitigation. There, with a pool rise, you're going to inundate some hardwood trees. And out of the study, that they indicated about 100 acres of hardwood trees would need to be mitigated for. And so that would entail, you know, planting of new trees. And additionally, pre-engineering design and construction management, mainly related to the embankment reinforcement, would also be required. So the next steps, or the current status, I guess. Currently, the final approval of the study is pending at the Corps of Engineers headquarters in Washington. It was reviewed earlier this month, late last month, by the Assistant Secretary of the Army of Civil Works. We have been coordinating over the last year or so with our customers regarding the study results. And additional negotiations, as I mentioned before, with the Corps would be required, especially with regard to the cost of storage. So in the future, once we determine if implementation is feasible and the appropriate timing of reallocation at Aquila, we would come back to the board and request authorization to move forward if that happens. Are there any questions?
Kind of work through all of this, it seems to me.
You're going to have to work me through that cost of storage again.
Go back to one of the reservoir slides. right there.
Okay.
Explain that.
I understand what we're doing here. What I don't understand is why there's a $15 million cost with no additional cost.
Because you're having to pay the Corps for that new flood storage pool that you're buying into.
Yeah.
That's we have a significant disagreement on that cost. You're right on. Your point.
Yep. It's a Corps thing.
What part of this is the Corps? What part of the cost is the Corps at this point?
The cost associated, up to BRA to fund this project wholly. There wouldn't be any reimbursement from the Corps. So this would be the burden of the Brazos River Authority, the 26.4.
That seems like an awful lot of money to spend for a small amount of water. How does that compare to the cost of, for instance, the current projects that we're looking at?
It's higher than, for example, the Allen Creek Reservoir.
Yeah, that was my question exactly.
That was actually going to be my comment. I'm convinced you showed us this so that it, you know, this is like $13,000 for an acre
foot
instead of, $3,000 looks pretty cheap now. So I'm ready to go with the other, you know. My question was, once you decide you want to do this, any of those numbers that change, you buy, right? Or we buy.
That's
just estimates. Anything that's over that or under is to our benefit or the lack thereof.
Now go to your cost slide, please. We have issues with the $15 million for buying back property that's already core owned with significant impacts to the flood management of the reservoirs. But this isn't a local core thing. It's a headquarters core thing. The other issue that we have is with $1 million in mitigation, because we're actually, while we are destroying some hardwoods, granted that would have to be replaced, we also need to get credit for the additional aquatic habitat that we would be creating for ducks and fish and all that other stuff. So those are two real numbers. I'm guessing that the construction management, the $4.5 million and the $6 million for the embankment, I'm guessing those numbers are untouchable. But these other two sets of numbers we're going to have to look at. It's going to take some time to do that. The significance behind this project is that Lake Aquila serves a few customers that are really isolated from the main stem of the Brazos, and the main stem of the Brazos there has some salt issues. So if we could negotiate this cost and get this to be something that's doable, it would be something to look at. But this is, in our opinion, not very cost effective at all.
Just one other comment on that $15 million, too. That cost of storage, that's a Corps of Engineers rule or requirement, and it's not just something that we're dealing with on this project. There are other water suppliers throughout the country that are having issues with the Corps of Engineers and reallocation because of this cost of storage. And the next item, I'm going to talk a little bit about Whitney, but they actually, in their reallocation studies, charge you the greater of either the cost of storage or benefits foregone. So they have a process they go through, and whichever of those numbers is biggest, that's what you're on the hook for. But again, it's an issue that it's not just us dealing with it here. There are other water providers kind of dealing with that nationwide. And so maybe we'll get some, you know, regulatory or legislative relief at some point in the future.
Okay. I just want to be clear about what we're doing. I can't get it.
Come on. Okay. I want to be clear. What we're doing is when there's a flood, instead of bringing, and the flood is over, instead of bringing the level back down to the original level, we're going to get 2,000 acre feet higher. That's what you were showing, that little.
Yeah.
That's all already existing?
Yeah.
Exactly. That little area right there. That just means we don't bring it back down to the original
right
place.
That's it.
Got it.
And so that's all we're doing. And so we're giving them money for storage that's already there. And that's some storage that won't go downstream for us too. But at least storage that's already there. And they want us to mitigate some hardwood, and they're going to get a whole bunch of other benefits from that.
New improved boat ramps,
yeah,
improved
so, I
facilities,
mean,
yes.
It is high, but the cost of water is low now, and it's going to continue to go up. And so if you're in an area where you need water, and it sounds like this is an area that needs water, maybe that cost is not so high. I agree we ought to really go after them about that storage, but if they're doing it all over the country and people have already accepted that manner from them, then I don't think we're going to win. We sure ought to go try, but I don't think we're going to win. I think we're going to have to pay it if we want to do that for our customers. So just comments, that's all.
Yes, ma'am.
Who decided on that 15,000 acre feet?
Yeah, initially we looked at several alternatives, 2.5 foot, 4.5 foot, and 6.5 foot. And the 4.5 foot gave us, you know, a yield increase that was comparable to even the 6.5 foot. So that you didn't increase your yield all that much for the additional 2 feet above 542. So, you know, it was a discussion, you know, a risk assessment that the Corps had, and they decided, you know, 542 was what could be required. You could go more, and it would take a literal act of Congress. But like I said, the yield increase between the 4.5 foot and 6.5 foot wasn't economically feasible.
You picked the 2.5 and 6.5 as the outside range.
I think that came.
Early on when we started the study back in 2008, there was discussions between VRA and the Corps on what those levels should be, and we were looking at it from our side. Like Aaron said, we were looking at the optimum increase in water supply, and there's a point where if you go much higher than 4.5 feet, you don't gain water supply. And then obviously, you know, when you're looking at something real, you know, low, you're talking about minimal. So it was kind of a negotiated discussion between us and the Corps on what those alternatives should be that were looked at, and then this is the one that ultimately seemed to make the most sense.
It is the ratio of reallocation to firm yield is about 13%. Is that normal? Because that seems awfully low in relation to the reallocation acres.
It is, and it has to do with the fact that we would have to amend our water right permit to add this water, and so we would get a junior priority date to everything else, and so that makes the ratio worse than our original construction
okay.
reservoir. So
thank
the rule
you.
Of thumb is your yield is usually about 30% of your storage. That's a real rough estimate, but because this storage would be junior to everything else, your ratio goes down, and that's going to be the case anywhere where you have
okay.
to amend the water right and get a more junior
okay.
date.
But it'll be project specific, Director Bennis. Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Another question. If we do something to the flood pool level, there's always an issue when you have a flood.
Now you're going to have to release water sooner from your area, right? Because you're going to lose space.
Right.
And so do we have a risk from the people downstream? Because I know what happens around addicts and all that in Houston. So I don't want to acerbate that kind of issue for us on Lake Aquila. So, I don't know if that's be one or not, but it just seems to me you lose some area for holding flood water.
The evaluation of that is one of their number one priorities in looking at these reassessments.
Okay. So you all looking at it?
Yeah, the Corps is looking at it. That's okay. The Corps' responsibility, and the Corps
and
looking
so
at it.
And so it's not going to be on us.
And I assure you, if the Corps had too much elevated risk on the flood potential or their ability to pass a flood, even raising it 4.5 feet would not be an option.
Okay.
Yeah. I looked at that.
Fair said.
Okay.
That was a very good explanation. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
All right.